Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, we have a really, really fun show today. We talked a lot. We gave some real honest-to-God life tips.
Yes, a lot of life hacks in this episode.
You'll have to listen to find out. But first, Geico. Would you love to save money on insurance? Of course. Who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even homeowners, condo, or renters coverage. Save even more with special discount when you bundle coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24-hour roadside assistance, and the switch to Geico becomes a no-brainer. Switch today and see how much you could save. Simply go to geico.com, get a rate quote, or contact your local agent.
I'm Lindsay Chrisley. Join me for The Southern Tea. It's a weekly heart-to-heart from this Southern girl and boy mom who's just trying to navigate life. Nothing is off limits. I talk about it all. Life, career, family, motherhood, faith, and everything in between. It's an ongoing conversation, and I can promise you one thing. I'm spilling tea, the whole tea, and nothing but the tea. So listen to and follow The Southern Tea now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Show two of the week.
You know, I watched Wolf of Wall Street, and then I watched...
Love it.
Goodfellas, back to back on Sunday. I forgot how great Wolf of Wall Street is.
So good. I've watched that recently too.
So fucking great. When he's at the phone booth and the Quaaludes kick in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a good movie. It's so good. And it made me want to watch Goodfellas just because it's Martin Scorsese and same kind of like tone and everything, you know.
It's weird though. I would love to know what you think, but I feel like Goodfellas doesn't 100%
hold up. It doesn't hold up as much as I
think
I haven't seen it.
Movies have come such a long way that it just feels 80. It just feels very...
It was a little dated.
Feels dated. It feels... Yeah.
It's still great.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. But I had to watch that scene. One of the things the mom said that I forgot when he goes, look at this painting, my mom... This guy's going this way. She goes, yeah, one's going east, one's going west. What's the big deal? So what? One's going east, one's going west. I don't know. I love that scene. It is really funny.
There's a lot of subtle funny
yes.
things.
I like when he's at the dinner table. He's like, I just need to borrow this knife real quick. I'm just going to take this knife with me. I'll bring it right back.
Yeah. And then I'm looking at the painting, and the guy's got a – look at his full head of hair. There's a little silver. It looks like a friend of ours. It looks like the guy's in the back of the trunk. Oh, you're right. It does look like a friend of ours. Ray Liotta with that nervous laughter of his.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Ray Liotta just died.
I know. So sad.
That's why you watched it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I watched it because I just watched Wolf of Wall Street came up, and I was like, I haven't seen it in a long time. And I loved it. And then I was like, you know, after you see a movie like that, you're in the mood for more, you know. I was watching all the outtakes and all the extras on the thing, you know, from Wolf of Wall Street. And so it's so good. So good.
Well, let's say hi to our friends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, hey, Randy Mames.
Hey. She's one too many.
Yeah, Justin, Biggie Smalls. What are you looking at? Renee, she's married to Ted Koppel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you want from me?
So what?
Sue Calzone, Ashley, why are you so chic?
Yeah.
Sandra Green, where are you going, dressed like, going to an opera? Jacob, go ahead, quit growling.
Stop the growling.
Elizabeth Williamson, we got a lot of kids.
Too many kids. Yeah. You're getting a headache.
Athena Ginshard. Uh-huh. Polly, make it with some pancakes. Just stand there. Valerie, hit it out of the park.
Just stand there.
Hero. What are you looking at? Looking at me? Katarina Mueller, you're funny.
You're funny.
Colleen, what are you going to get? Wear those skates all day? What are you skating here? You skating there? You skating east and west? Can you do a circle? Can you turn around?
So what?
So what? I can skate backwards. What do you want from me? Gabby and Missy, don't let me catch you out on the streets. Yeah. Stephanie, why are you stinking?
Yes.
You're going to be stinking with the fishes. Ishan Vajpayee. What kind of a name is that? Can't pronounce that. Rebecca Lubin.
What's the matter with you?
Kelly Brandt. Like you, are you my aunt or are you not?
What did I tell you?
Michelle McKibben. Sounds Irish. I don't know. Amy.
Hey.
Aaron Landis.
Landis.
What's? Liz, you're sassy. Amanda and Casey.
So sassy.
Wait, you can't do the Zoom?
Yeah, come on.
You can't be in front of your
computer.
Jennifer, get up. Sarah.
Stefano.
Leslie, stop coughing. You need some medicine? I got a guy. Alicia Escalante. What kind of a name is that?
From Duarte.
From the old country. Mm. All right.
All right.
You know what I was thinking?
Yes.
I have been trying to find a new podcast to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so picky. I've listened to so many podcasts.
Yeah, me too.
I pick them apart. I have this new one. It's called Queen of the Con.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I told you about this before. It's this guy got conned by this woman. And now he's doing a season two where he's interviewing somebody else about –
mm-hmm.
a con artist
mm-hmm.
that from Orange County, the con artist of Orange County or something.
Right.
But here's what bugs me.
Oh,
so
no.
Every time – so he'll – I can understand why he wants to do this. So this guy got conned. He lost a lot of money. So now he's like – and the podcast was very successful. So now he's like, well, I'm going to interview other people and we're going to – like now I'm into this, right?
Yeah.
But he has to revert every – like he has to interject his own story. Like every time he's doing an interview, he's like, that reminds me of the lady who conned me.
Oh,
and then he,
no.
And I'm like, I already heard that season.
Right. Oh.
Like I want to go like, you know what? You should just now don't inject your personality into it. Now you should just interview.
Right.
Should just be a completely different
story. Why make it harder on yourself? Right?
Because he's just trying so hard to bond that he's always like – and it'll go off on a long tangent. Like, he'll go like, you know, when I got conned, blah, 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 blah. And the other person will just be like, uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I heard your season.
Yeah.
Wow. It's called
Queen of the Con.
Queen of the Con.
Yeah, it's decent. Well, you know, listen to it. What do you want from me?
I'll listen to it. I've been listening to what's it called? Another podcast network. There's a couple of those of our friends Patrick and Dylan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're pretty funny. Those two that work for me, they're pretty funny.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
Should talk to them more. I've been listening to that.
Oh, I started listening to one that I think you would like, but another cat called Fallen Angel.
Oh,
have you heard this? It's about Victoria's Secret.
Oh,
yeah. So it's.
What's it about?
It's about how Victoria's Secret got started and how – but it's supposed to be like an expose on how they treated the models, the Victoria's Secret models, and how there's like eating disorders and this like crazy and how they were just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they came under a lot of fire for not being like inclusive and
right.
for having – everybody has to be skinny and have a perfect body.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it comes back to Jeffrey Epstein
mm-hmm.
was friends with the guy. They were in business together with the guy who – it's like there's a lot of origin story.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just put it that way, that overlaps with like Jeffrey Epstein's stuff. So if you're interested in – it's not as it advertises though. I'm already on like episode – let me see what episode I'm on. Episode 4 and I'm like – a lot of backstory. Like, when am I going to hear about the eating disorders?
Right. Yeah. Okay.
You know when you're like – you know when you just go like, this could have been one episode.
Right. Yes.
1 hour long episode. This could have been a Dateline.
Stretch it out. Right.
2020.
Yeah.
You know, but no. You were like, no, but we're going to make it 8 episodes. Okay. Well, now there's a lot of fat.
Right. Are you listening? Have you listened to the one about the guy that murdered his family that our fans were talking about it on Facebook?
I'm not loving it.
Yeah, I started listening to it and I was like,
I'm just bored.
Yeah. I know.
Also, there's something the hosts of that one really annoy me. Oh. There's some really weird victim blaming that was going on in that one. Yeah. Where they were there's the host of that show talked a lot about like the teenage daughter being like kind of rebellious and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, she got murdered.
Yeah.
Like, why are we spending time on this podcast talking about like what a shitty teenager she was?
Right.
Like, and all the things that the guy was really religious and his daughter was doing this. I was like, he murdered his whole family.
Right.
He was a sick fuck.
Right.
Like, I don't know why we need to like dissect like, well, what did they do?
Yeah, I know.
Like,
what did they do?
They
wrong?
All got murdered.
Right. Yeah.
That's – see, I had to stop listening to it because I was like,
I might want to listen to on Hulu is the Teal Swan documentary.
Okay.
That we haven't talked about yet.
Best. I watched all four.
So there's
– there's four episodes.
See, I need to let it – can I just
– they're all out.
I watched – oh, that's it? There's only four?
There's only four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it. It's four episodes.
Okay.
I wish it was eight. I wish it was 12.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm fascinated.
Okay. So I think I have two episodes to watch because I watched the first two.
Watch the second. Oh, my God. It's so good. So I did a whole episode of Rose Pricks.
Yeah.
With this girl named Erin Martin from Pink Shade.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I talked about the whole – this girl, Erin Martin, grew up in a cult, in like a religious cult.
Uh-huh.
So she has a lot of insight about like – that cult mentality. So she and I did that on our regular episode from this week. It just came out.
Okay.
Today. It just came out today, this morning. Anyway, but you could even listen to that just because she's so interesting and she knows a lot about it. And oh my God, Teal Swan is so crazy.
So she's still practicing Teal Swan?
Yes.
I don't get it. How is this legal?
Because it's not illegal to join a cult.
But just to talk people – I mean, didn't she have a lawsuit against her from the family of somebody that killed themselves?
Yeah, but I don't think she lost the lawsuit.
That's so – she is bizarre. Bizarre. She's just nuts. And then, like, people just listen to her.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and she gets people listening to her that are very vulnerable.
Yeah, it's
in
really
a bad spot in their life. And then she, you know, she has no degree.
Right.
She knows nothing. She claims that she was molested as a child, but she went to this therapist who is known for making people think that they had memories that they didn't have.
Right.
Right. So she uncovers memories, and she's done this to many, many people that came in that were like, no, nothing happened to me as a kid. And then she – all of a sudden they're like, oh, yeah, I was raped and molested for 18 years.
Wow. How the hell? Because I saw the one episode where she was talking to a guy. His mom already passed. And then she had the new girl that just got married or was like engaged to the guy that is her right-hand man. Right? And she moved out and moved in with them. And she got her to
– pretend to be the dead guy's mom.
Did she pretend – did they – because I watched that episode and didn't say she pretend. They just said it took a lot out of her or whatever. So she – did she admit to pretending?
Oh, you know what? The last episode isn't out yet. No, she – okay. So there's been three and there are only four.
Okay.
So it should be out maybe Wednesday?
Tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. Yes. So that girl is having – in episode three, that girl is having major like second thoughts.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
So also there's a podcast that I turned you on to years ago called Gateway.
Yes.
You got to listen to that. It's like six episodes. It's so good.
Yeah.
But the thing that's – it won't be a spoiler – because that podcast was recorded in like 2016 and this documentary is newer. So the right-hand man, Blake, had a different fiance in the podcast.
Interesting.
So it's like things have changed and gotten much crazier.
Right. Wow. That's insane, man. It really is just – it's crazy.
You know what's not insane?
Tommy John.
Oh, I have the best luck with Tommy John. True story, because mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, I had an outing. I had a drive, and I packed my Tommy John. I have two. I have the pink ones. I'm talking about my lounge pants.
Yes.
They're so soft mm-hmm. and thin, and they have that, like, kind of men's underwear elastic band mm-hmm. around the waist. They're so cute. And mm-hmm. then I have another pair of more maroon
uh-huh.
ones that are so cute with the little racing stripe on the side.
Yeah, I have those.
Oh, mm-hmm. my gosh. They're the most comfortable pants ever.
Love my Tommy John.
I got John a pair.
Yeah.
He loves lounge pants as much as I do.
Father's Day.
Got him a pair for Father's Day. Oh, he's going to love them.
I got Sonny some T-shirts, by the way. Tommy John undershirts. The white ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He loves them. And he notices the difference because he's like, I notice the difference when I go for walks and stuff that I'm not like sticky and sweaty, that they are breathable.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
mm-hmm.
I love about Tommy John.
I know. I can't wait to see John's face. And so this Father's Day, shop TommyJohn.com/FCOL for up to $30 mm-hmm. off site-wide plus free shipping. Now through June 15th, get up to $30 off site-wide plus free shipping at TommyJohn.com/FCOL. TommyJohn.com/FCOL. See site for details. Also, another product I'm obsessed with.
Me too.
Honey.
That's right.
Today's episode is sponsored by Honey. How do you feel about online shopping?
I mean, I like it.
Me too.
I do.
Me too. And we do it all the time, mm-hmm. you know? But how often do you feel like you have a promo code ready to go at checkout? Me, never. I'm always having to be like, oh, you know what? Let me Google if there's a promo code for this. And then I'll try like three promo codes, and none of them work. Mm-hmm. They're not valid anymore. Honey takes all of that away. It's an extension that you put on your web browser, and it does it for you. So all you have to do is go to checkout, and it runs everything automatically through Honey and gets you discounts.
Yes.
And all the time.
Yeah. I put Sonny and Natalia onto it. I got it onto their phones, and they tell me all the time, thank God for Honey. It saved them money. So
every time you go there, like if you want to buy, it's almost anything that you buy.
Clothes,
from like
tech.
Yep.
Gadgets.
And it goes through and you're like, oh, you can get like a discount for whatever and free shipping. And then you're like, oh, Honey just took another $3 off.
Yes. Yeah, it's great.
Love it.
Love it.
I always – for clothes is my big one because I oftentimes order online clothes. And mm-hmm. I just did recently. And it came – I got $4.50 off.
See? Love that.
Yeah. So if you already don't have Honey, you could straight up be missing out. It's literally free. It installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you're doing yourself a solid and supporting our podcast. We would not recommend something that we don't use. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/FCOL. That's joinhoney.com/FCOL.
So, oh my goodness.
Are your kids done with school yet?
Yes. They had their last day of school last week.
Okay.
Both came out pretty good considering.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. And thank the Lord. Sonny passed, did pretty well, got like C's, B's, you know, because he's lazy and doesn't try. Natalia got like B's, which was amazing for her because – she was so behind for so long.
Yeah, she hasn't been in school.
No, I got her a tutor. She started doing the online thing. The tutor helped a lot to just keep her on track. And she would they allotted her till the end of June to finish her schoolwork. But I think as of today, she's done. She's done everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Thank God. Yeah, I was worried for a minute there, especially with her PE grade. But she did everything she had to do from home, which was great.
And what – tell me about their summer plans.
Well, she's still got – saying she wants to do her volleyball, and that's going to go until like July. And then Sunny.
So is she still – is she going to practices?
She's been going to practices, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like not just the conditioning, but the actual official
she
practice?
She just started going to one or two, I think, last week. And then this week she's going. 3 days this week. So she wants to gear up for this tournament. Ugh. I'm not looking forward to that.
But you already have tickets, right?
We have our hotel. Okay. We don't have the plane tickets yet. And then Sunny been invited to go on a family trip again.
Another one or a different
the
family?
The same family.
Uh-oh.
Same family. This time he wants to go to Greece.
So did the other trip happen?
Yes. Sunny didn't go, but yes,
right.
They did.
The Egypt one?
Yeah, they went to Egypt. They had fun. Whatever.
Okay, now he wants to go to Greece?
Now he just wants to take the kids to Greece. His dad is very ambitious. I mean, he loves to travel.
Real go-getter.
He is a go-getter. He's a doctor.
As you know, I can't manage a trip to San Diego.
I can't even
with
park.
The parking lots. Can you imagine me
in charge of
international travel?
Fuck no, I know. Hell no.
I can't, Lynette, I'm done. I've given up on life. I'm sorry. I'm officially out. I can't figure out in another place where they don't even speak my language.
Oh, hell no. Oh, no. No, I know.
I literally can't find a parking lot to go on a college tour.
Right. I know.
How am I going to find? I'm not going to be able to find my hotel, check in, figure things out.
I know. Figuring the app that makes it, you know, so that you understand everything. No. I know. I don't know. Not for me. That's why, thank God, my friends got parents that want to take them.
I was going to say, and then take someone else's kid with me to boot.
Yeah. Bye.
Like, my own incompetence shouldn't leak past my own family. You know what I mean?
I know.
Got to keep that incompetence, like, reined in to just affect me and maybe one of my kids at a time.
Yes. Yeah.
So is he going?
He wants to go. But what about the passport?
Did you ever get that?
I still need to get the passport. Adam still has to sign the thing again.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So we have to do that. But I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. Well, I haven't heard from the dad. So it's like I asked Sonny and he goes, well, you should text the dad. I go, well, I don't want to text the dad.
Hey, are you taking my kid to Greece?
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Sonny's like, did you get in touch with his dad? I go, no, I don't. Can't he get in touch with me? He's taking the kids. I don't want to go, hey, I heard you're taking my son to Greece.
Like, yeah.
I already did that once with Saudi Arabia. Like, I meant doing it. It wasn't Saudi Arabia. What was it? Was it Saudi Arabia?
Pakistan.
It's something like
Egypt.
Egypt. There you go. Pakistan. They're going on to visit caves in Pakistan.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
They're going to join. It's a little military stuff, but
right.
It's not like a huge deal.
Yeah.
It's not for our country either.
No.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Sonny went off and joined Al Qaeda for the summer.
Oh, my God. Okay. Mm. We're joking, people.
I know. Kidding.
FBI is going to be waiting for us outside.
So, yeah, that's what Sonny's plan. I don't know. And then I'd like to go to Florida and visit or to Chicago or to I don't know, one of them.
Right.
Visit my family.
Mm-hmm.
But Wendy's supposed to come here. So I don't know when she's coming.
Yeah, when?
I don't know. I think she's getting some work done on her condo and then she's going to come here. And then I don't know. And then maybe we go back with her. I don't know.
So no dates are totally planned?
Not yet. No. No. But what else?
Well, Elby's going to be a CIT at her camp. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be there for 4.5 weeks. So she goes for 2 weeks, then she comes home for a day, and then she goes back out for like another 2.5, almost 3 weeks.
Nice.
But she's a little bit sad about like work.
Yeah.
So this is what I wanted to say on Tuesday's podcast.
Yes.
Is that I'm just wondering what you think about this. John and I had this long talk where I had this little epiphany about Elby. And it's that – so I think I've told you that John's been a little frustrated with her because she's not being a super go-getter about the college thing. You know, we got this college counselor and the college counselor like she doesn't get back to her all the time and she – you know, Elby doesn't get back to her and you know – and – I've mentioned quite a few times like the college essays, like maybe we should download the prompts and you should really start thinking about that. And she always says like, yeah, okay, yes, I will. And I'm like, she's not a lazy person. Like, when she wants something, right. she goes and gets it. Mm-hmm. But I started having this realization that LB is in a really great place in her life right now. She's mm-hmm. really happy. She, you know, she's going into her senior year of high school. She has great friendships. Mm-hmm. You know, she's always has something to do. You know, right. my kid is somebody who thrives on always having plans. Like literally while we were first show, she was texting me, hey, do you need the car back? I want to go to my friend's house after school today. And
right.
just this morning she said, oh my gosh, I have such a great week. I've got this friend of mine is having a party after finals, and then this person's doing this, and then we're all going to my work to have like a mm-hmm. – they play games at her laser tag
place.
That's
cute.
Yeah. So I was thinking – and so we're driving down to San Diego, and she's blow by blow of her work day.
Right.
And she says – must have said so many times, oh, I just love my job. Mom, I'm so happy that you made me like yes. get a job. It's like the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I think they're kind of talking to her about like
oh,
they
I
love
bet.
Her.
Yeah,
like so
I
they're
bet.
Like they there's all these steps to becoming like a boss there, uh-huh. a manager. Mm-hmm. Like you get phone trained so that you can like do parties over the – so you can organize people's parties. And then you have to she's been cashier trained. Mm-hmm. So she's the person who's at the front who's like cashing people out, which is sort of a big deal. Mm-hmm. And then she sort of stepped in as manager recently and was like deciding if people could leave or not. And
that's
she's 17
awesome.
Years old.
Yeah.
She's feeling so good about herself.
Right.
I think that – what a weird concept that we spend all this time with our kids forming all these relationships. They get to the end of high school, which is like the pinnacle, their senior year of high school. They've got all their friends like wired in. Mm-hmm. Now, not all kids. I get it. Some kids have a harder time.
Right.
Sadie and Xander may be having a different experience. But for Elby, mm-hmm. then we're basically telling these kids like, okay, you spent all this time, all your formative years making friends, getting comfortable with your life, loving your life, getting a job, doing this. And now, bye, go to college for 4 years somewhere
yeah.
else.
Right.
Move across the country
right.
by yourself.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
What a weird concept. And I'm like, no wonder LB isn't champing at the bit.
Yes.
To leave because she's a kid who craves routine. She craves like
yeah.
She doesn't like unknown mm-hmm. things. She doesn't like – she doesn't – she's never ever been in a situation where she had to go somewhere where she had no friends, knew nobody.
Right.
She had a freaking meltdown beginning of this year at school because she couldn't get her locker to work. Remember that when
yeah.
I was like freaking out? I had to call the school because she was having a panic attack in the hallway because
right.
she was like couldn't get her textbooks. Like it was
yeah.
taking her days to get her textbooks, and then she got blocked on getting a locker and they were like, sorry, you didn't have the
mm-hmm. –
her locker was broken and she was literally in the hallway crying and like I can't. I don't know what to do. Like,
mm-hmm.
they will not give me a locker. I had to step in and call the school and go, get the girl a freaking locker. And then they did. But, like, this is only going to be, you know, that she was a junior in high school.
Right.
You're
going
to go be a freshman in college. You got to do everything.
Yes.
Like, I can't call UCSD and be like, how come my daughter doesn't, why isn't her apartment window work? Whatever.
Right.
Like,
right.
there's going to be, and I don't understand how any kids, and all I've thought is that kids are so excited to get into college. I mean, all I watch is these college videos where they're screaming and so excited about the college they got accepted into.
Right.
But what about the kids like Elby who – and I said that to John last night. I was like, I think I figured out why Elby's not
mm-hmm.
so excited about college. I said,
yeah.
I think she's not excited. I think – I'm sure she'll go.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be totally surprised if LB ended up like wanting to either do a gap year
mm-hmm.
or even if she wanted to, John will kill me for even – I didn't plant this idea in her head.
Right.
But like I wouldn't be totally shocked if she decided to go to community college
mm-hmm. yeah.
for a year or two and transfer. Not because she needs to or couldn't get
right.
into a college, but because she just might be too young like
yeah.
to
– Yeah.
These kids are only 18 and they just go away to college.
It's so hard. I know.
But isn't it weird that, like, a lot of them go away with no friends?
Yeah,
like,
it is.
And I think we hear all these stories about kids that, like, go to college and have a great time and it's, like, the time of their lives. But, like, I bet you there are a lot of kids who have a hard time.
Oh, I'm sure.
First year.
I'm sure. And I'm sure the colleges are equipped with counselors and stuff like that for kids that are having a hard time first year. And I'm sure they have, like, programs that they can, you know, to meet other people and stuff like that. I think it's,
like,
know,
what do we know? Because we didn't even
we
go.
Don't, I don't know.
Kaylin, did you go to college?
Well, he went on a tour by himself.
Well, his parent, you went to college, right?
No, I went to community college.
So after all those tours, after you were in the college prep, mm-hmm. high school,
yep.
you didn't go to – did you get into some?
I didn't even apply to any.
Why? Same reason as I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there were a couple that I liked. There's Chapman, I remember. I liked that school a lot. But, you know, I just
– Did you have good grades in high school? Forgive me for not remembering this.
There was, like, mostly B's. It was pretty much – B's across the board.
Okay, so you were not going to be getting into Chapman.
No. and like average SAT scores. I don't know. I got kind of burnt out by the whole process of, like I said, my high school was very heavy, college prep. All my classmates were like super stressed out and it just seemed like a nightmare. And, you know, I wanted to go into like film and TV production. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I could just go to community college and then transfer into like a 4-year school later. So it didn't seem right to just be paying a ton of extra more money for something that you don't even really need a degree for, that if I really wanted to go to it, I could just transfer. I could just do the credits and transfer after 2 years, which is what that was the path that I was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't be happier that I did decide to go with that plan. I talked to kids from my graduating class later in life who are all just so incredibly bogged down and student loan debt, not even working in the field that they majored in. So that made me feel good about my decision.
Because these kids, and now I'm going to sound like, oh, I'm finally at this place. A lot of people were saying on our page, like, why don't you have her go to community college? And I was like, no. She wants to go to university. That's
right.
Because John has put that in my head. And I did not say to her, why don't you go to community college? I want her to do what she wants to do.
Yeah.
But I did tell her that whatever she wants to do, I was like, this is your life.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I do not want – we would love it if you want to go to college and you get into a college that you want to go to. Great. I was like, but if you decide – because she was telling me that some of the people at her job, you know, go to community college.
Mm-hmm.
And then they keep working. And then
right.
they transfer into a school. And I was getting the feeling that she was – sending a little trial balloon out, like what if, like, I think she thinks that we would be really disappointed. And I was like, you know what? I think that makes a lot of sense that they do that. And I was like, if that's something that you end up wanting to do, I go, I don't care that we hired a college counselor. It doesn't matter. It's your life.
Right.
You need to do what you feel comfortable doing.
Right.
But John feels like, yeah, but like once she gets to college, she's going to have an amazing time. It's going to be great. And I was like, well, we don't know that because we're not her.
Right.
Like we're not in her brain. And when John went to college, he was having a pretty miserable home life. Like mm-hmm. he was pretty unhappy.
Well, that's another thing. Yeah.
So he was leaving something.
Right.
Like not leaving something great. Like he did not love his high school. He did not feel like he had like all these friends he was looking forward to. He was scared and he was nervous. Mm-hmm. But then he ended up making the friends that were his friends for life, you know?
Right.
When I left Massachusetts, I was like, couldn't wait to get the fuck out of Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had a horrible, acrimonious relationship with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't live in my house anymore.
Right.
I had graduated high school, but I was young.
Mm-hmm.
So I was only 18, but I'd already been living there and having to pay rent.
Right.
And waiting tables. I did not want to go to college. I didn't want to – it was just
– Yeah.
As anxious as I was about going to a brand new city, like, imagine – me mm-hmm. in my 50s moving? No, thank you. I didn't know better.
Right, right.
But as nervous as I was like, anything will be better.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to embrace
But I think that's like that for a lot of kids. I think a lot of kids are, you know, there's not much going on in their hometown, or their job isn't just working at, you know, an ice cream place or whatever.
Right,
not
right.
as fun. Maybe wasn't, you know, had a lot of friends in school, stuff like that. So a lot of kids like look forward to it because they want this whole new life. Like they, you know, they see it on television, stuff like that. They want
right.
this whole new life. But when you got it pretty easy, like my kids, it's going to be hard for them to go and get out there into the world and like to start. It's, you got to like there's a point like.
And they're so young.
And they are. They're yeah.
They're young when they go
so
to college.
Young. I know. And my kids are on the younger side too.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I could see my kids going to a community college, you know, especially Natalia. I mean, but it was just different. Like, I wanted to work. I wanted to go. I was like, the thought of school, no. No, thank you. I want to work. I know I want to work in the entertainment industry. My dad told me what I should do to get a job, you know, gave me good advice, sent out letters, got a job, and then
yeah.
just worked my yeah. way up.
Albie doesn't know what she wants to do.
Yeah, see.
The girl has no
that's another
real strong interests. She just doesn't. She's a kid who likes to try new stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she's 17 years old. She's not that driven in terms of like strong interests or like hobbies, or she's always changing. You know, she was in the
right.
musical theater for a while and doing all those plays, has a great singing voice, but then was like, eh.
Yeah.
She played basketball for years and like got better at that and then was like, eh.
Right.
There's nothing that, do you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
like, there's no school where she's going to be like, but that, you know, like Julie's
right.
daughter, Bella. You know, she's a musical theater, like, that's all she's ever wanted to do. She's so freaking crazy talented.
Yeah.
But since she was a baby, she's known. She's been taking singing lessons, and she loves it. She
right.
lives for it. So it's, like, an obvious thing. Go to school for theater.
Right.
But
right.
Albie's not like that.
Right. She doesn't know what she wants to do.
No. She thinks she's interested in psychology, but, like, being interested in psychology is not, like – I know
right.
that you have to be
most
able to.
Most kids don't know, though, either.
I agree, but yet yeah. we rush these kids into, like,
right, I
sending
know.
Them to college where a lot of them feel like they have to declare a major and
right.
a minor. And then so many people, I think, go to college and then do something totally different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even people that say want to be a lawyer and that go to college, go to a great college, you know,
mm-hmm.
work their asses off in high school, get into a great college, go to law school,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then they graduate law school and they get a job as a lawyer and they go, what the fuck? This
right.
sucks.
Right.
I know so many people that went to law school, passed the bar, and then were like, this is job is terrible.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah, it's
I'm
tough.
Sure.
It's
I'm
hard.
Sure people think they want to be a doctor, right? Go to school, kill yourself in college, go to medical school, become an intern, and then you know you're halfway through a surgery, and you're just like, really?
Is that all?
This is everything. Like now, I'm
yeah.
doing surgery. I got somebody open on the table. I'm looking at their spleen, and I'm like,
what do you want from me?
I got the heart over here. I got the kidneys over here. What is this? This spleen's looking. This, what do you want from me?
I know.
Wouldn't that be weird? You're just like, oh my God, I'm a doctor.
That's insane.
I am a surgeon. You guys, I'm a surgeon. This is weird, right? Like,
right.
this is a lot of school. And then you're like, I should just go work at a laser tag place.
Right. This is boring.
So John is just like, listen, she's having a lot of fun now, but hopefully by the time, like, it's still kind of new to her. You know, hopefully
yeah.
by next year when she's a senior, she's going to be like, all right, this is
not
that fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's a minimum yeah. wage job, you know. It's
right. I think she's going to love any job she gets, though.
I know.
That's, you know, she's going to love – she's going to have a great work ethic, which is – this job's perfect for her, you know. Like, got her going – let her feel like what it feels like to be important and go to work, be responsible, keep people count on you. Like, it's so good. It's so good for her. It's so good for the kids.
I know, but so many of her friends, by the way, first of all, getting a job, as I've told you, is the best thing that's ever happened to her. It's matured her so fast.
Mm-hmm.
She's gotten so much more confidence. But so many of her friends have jobs that remind me of like stuff you and I complained about. Like,
yeah,
so many of them, like Jamba Juice, Panda Express.
Really?
Like, Panda Express is, according to many of Elby's friends, is like the seventh circle of hell.
Right. Like that.
Can you imagine?
No, no. Why get it at Panda Express?
I think they're just always hiring because kids are always leaving.
Right.
But some of these places, like Elby has friends that have worked at a lot of food places.
Yeah.
Terrible bosses.
Yeah, don't.
You know,
yeah, don't go to a food
They go
place.
From their cushy home life where their parents are nice to them all the time,
right,
and busing
serving
their
them
room.
And busing them. Yeah, to them going to serve other people and busing them.
And then their boss is like, you think you're leaving right now?
Right.
Look at the counter.
Time to
you
leave.
You gotta what?
Time to clean.
And they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
My mom does my laundry.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, yeah, well, things have changed.
Right.
And they're like, oh, no, I'm not staying here.
For what? No, I know. Mm-mm. Natalia's friends. Should we talk about Chime real quick?
Oh, yeah, we should.
You know, no one likes waiting on a paycheck, especially when you've got bills to pay.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But there's a good thing that there's Chime. Now you can get your paycheck up to 2 days early with direct deposit. That's up to two more days to save, pay bills, and generally just feel good about your money situation.
I love that.
Yes. But Chime is more than just about getting paid early. It's about an award-winning mobile app. It's a checking account, debit card, and optional savings account.
This is really great for people who are trying to build credit.
Yes. 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 So what are you waiting for? Hopefully not your paycheck. Get started with Chime today. Applying for a free account takes less than 2 minutes. Get started at chime.com/FCOL. That's chime.com/FCOL.
It's free, you guys.
Yes.
That's what I love about it. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. Also, Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. No.
Sunday.
Sunday is a lawn care product, which I personally endorse.
Mm-hmm.
Just used it recently. John did. I can't lie.
Right.
It's so easy. It's a way to take care of your lawn. They use satellite technology to figure out exactly what your lawn needs to look its best. They figure out what the soil type is in your area, what's the climate like, and they send you it. It's like a bag, and you attach it to your hose, and then you spray your lawn with it.
And no harsh chemicals.
Exactly.
I love that. That's perfect.
Safe for your kids, your dogs.
Yes, and the lawn, you can have your lawn beautiful all year round. That's awesome.
This is custom lawn care that's effective and super easy. Just go to getsunday.com, put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest for you. So Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129, and you can get 20% off when you visit getsunday.com/FCOL at checkout. That's 20% off your custom plan at getsunday.com/FCOL. Lawn care has never been easier.
Yay! Natalia has a friend. So one of her best friends is getting a job working at a day camp.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
For kids, like a sports camp.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why didn't you get a job with her, Natalia?
Yeah.
Well, because she's doing volleyball until July or whatever. But she's like, are you kidding? She goes, standing outside in the heat with little – because she is good with little kids. She goes, I'm good with little kids in air conditioning.
Oh, my God. That's Sadie. 100%. I tried to get Sadie to be a day camp art CIT at an art camp, and she was like, it's hot outside.
Yes. It's like being outside with sticky stuff in the heat is the last thing appealing to her. And then she's got another friend that's got a job as a waitress at the local like rec center or something. They got a coffee shop.
Okay.
She's like going to be like making smoothies and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So she's got a job doing that. But, you know, the YMCA is close by. And I'm wondering like if they, you know, that could be something that Sunny might like, you know, maybe doing camps at the YMCA or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, they're 16, man.
I know.
It's time to start giving them a foot in the ass.
Yes. Yeah.
Although I didn't do it till Elby was 17. I didn't even think of it. Now Sadie and Xander want jobs, but
that's
they're only
good.
14. Yeah. So they got to wait.
Yeah.
Sadie would listen, things have gotten harder, though, to get jobs. Like, everybody wants their babysitter to be, like, you know, an adult.
Right.
Like, when we were kids, you'd be lucky if your babysitter was 12.
Right.
You know, because there were 10-year-olds were babysitting on our street, you know?
Yeah.
If you were 12, that was, like, kind of old.
Right.
For babysitting. Now they're like, they will only hire Sadie for daytime.
Oh,
she's
really?
Only 14. They want somebody late. They want college kids. They want, like, older high school kids.
Right. Right. Yeah, I could see that.
Because maybe Natalia could do some babysitting.
Yeah, she could do babysitting. But, you know, we'll see how her volleyball stuff goes. Sonny, he had summer jobs for the last few summers in a row, working for his dad in the ditches, like, you know, digging and shit, and then working with Adam's assistant that was at our house.
Peter.
And then also working with Ed, climbing, and like Ed was the AV guy, and Ed would pick Sonny up in the morning and take him to like these houses like in Calabasas, and he'd put Sonny into the like crawl space.
Really?
To go. Yeah. Yeah. He came home with like cobwebs in his hair and all dusty and hot and claustrophobic and – but he liked it.
Did he make money?
Yeah, he was making money. Ed would give him like a little something, buy him like lunch and give him something. Not much, but he liked it. I was like, well, good, learn a trade too while you're at it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe he'll do that again this year. I don't know. We'll see. But.
So Sonny wants to be like you said, podcaster.
Sports.
Commentator.
Sportscaster.
So he doesn't really need. But they have that major in college.
Yeah, they do. But, you know, he needs to learn how to write. He needs to learn how to, you know, organize and compose his thoughts and organize his thoughts and, you know, do all that stuff. So not just, you know, you can't just willy-nilly it, you know. But
not like us.
Right.
I willy-nilly my way into
yes,
a lot
can.
Of jobs. I didn't know shit about shit.
That's true.
I was like, I don't know. I think I can't. I've never formally been trained to do that, but I got some ideas.
Yeah, I can't fuck this up. I got ideas. Yeah. I just wish everybody listened to my ideas.
I was like, I want to write on a game show. I mean, I've watched them.
Right. There you go. Yeah. That's true.
I used to put college on my resume.
Did you?
Well, I got into UMass. I think I told you this and went there and checked out the dorms like on an orientation and then was like, not for me.
Nah.
So I would put UMass. I would put UMass just in case. I was like, well, on the off chance that they say like, oh, I went to UMass. Then I would say, oh, yeah, Kant's was my dorm. Like I was like.
There you go.
Then I'd probably get in a lot of trouble.
Right. Yeah.
But that's what I just. But yeah, like I didn't need college.
Right. I didn't either. Not when I was applying for those jobs, like in the entertainment industry. It's, you know, just need to get your foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to see a hard worker and somebody that's dependable and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I do. I secretly think college is better if you know what you want to do than it needs college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if you want to be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer or an accountant or something where, you know, you can't just wing it.
Right.
A lot of this shit you can just wing. Let's be real.
I know. Willy-nilly it.
I mean, if Sadie wants to be like a makeup artist, let's just say.
Yeah.
She can go to a trade school for that. She doesn't have to go to a four-year school and like learn, you know, take math.
Right.
When it's like, what the hell does that have to do with makeup?
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you could argue that you need it to blend eyeshadow palettes, but like.
Yeah.
That's some high school math right there.
Right.
You don't need college level math.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't, again, this podcast is not.
Don't take advice from us.
Do not. We are not. Literally every week I have a different idea about life. It's like people are going to have a whiplash. They're going to be like, wait, like three shows ago, you were all about college, and like we were trying to say, like, maybe all we could go to community college, and you made got so mad at us, you blocked 14 people on Facebook. And this week, you're like, oh, I have a great idea. What about community college?
That's so true. I know. Don't listen to us.
Here's the bottom line. Whatever you do, you got to be a hustler.
Yes, that's for sure.
Because
you got to be hungry. You got to want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I got a lot of my jobs by, I don't want to say lying, not straight up lying, but like agreeing to do stuff and saying can handle stuff that I had was like, I mean, I might as well have been nodding my head no while I was going, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. Like, yeah. My dad taught me that.
Yeah.
He would say, when you go on an audition and they want to know, can you ride a horse? You say yes. They want to know, can you water ski? You say yes. And then if you get the part, then you figure it out. Like, okay. So he was like, taught me that at an early age. Just yes, yes, you can do it. Yes. Yeah. And I guess it worked. Paid off a lot.
The only times that it didn't work were things where it just didn't fit my personality. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this many times, but like when I was a receptionist and I took the job because I guess they saw me at another job and they said, I think I was answering phones at a place where the phone hardly ever rang.
Right.
And they were like, you're pretty good at this. And I'm like, yeah, I'm very good at things when there's no stress. It's not busy at all. And I get to make personal phone calls all day and like watch TV. I'm awesome.
Right.
Put me at the Arco Bank of America Tower where the phone's ringing off the hook and I turn into a fucking crazy bitch.
Right.
And it's just like, oh, please hold. hanging up on people and then I get fired, you know?
Right.
But that's a personality thing, not a college thing.
Yes.
That's not skills. That's, the makeup of your personality.
Right, right. Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Survival?
No, that's my temperament.
Yes.
That's a temperament issue.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have the temperament for very fast-paced environment.
Right.
If they say, do you like a fast-paced environment? I go, nope.
No. The slower,
mm-mm,
the better.
Mm-mm. And when they say, like, are you a self-starter?
No.
Like, there's a big difference between hungry and a hustler and a self-starter.
Right.
Very different.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't start anything.
Right.
I'll finish it because, if I'm hungry and I want to make the money, I'll try to build on it. But I'm not
– Right, I know.
I'm not thinking it up and, making it happen.
Yeah, I'm not inventing the wheel.
No. I'm not if you hire me somewhere, I'm not bringing a lot of new ideas to you. Like, you do that.
Yes, that's what you've been working for.
And I'll tell you whether I think it's a good idea or
not
and why it won't work.
Right. Oh, my God.
How about you, Kate? Caitlin, you're pretty hungry, though, right? Are you a self-starter?
Yeah, yes and no. Yes and no. Not really. I like working and I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I'm also really lazy at times, too. You know, I need I need somewhere to be and somewhere to go. And then I'm good at doing it. But getting it on my own at home, working, I'll just watch some TV or something. Yeah.
So, so man of my own heart, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there something good on TV? Then I'm going to do that.
Right.
I'll think about I need to clean. You know, but as much as I bitch about my kids, not bussing their tables, I don't until I look around and I go, oh, my God, this is crazy. I can't live like this another minute. Then I get but I'm not a regular, it's been a week. I got to change my sheets and wash the clean the bathroom.
Right. Right.
And I wait till I have a good podcast to listen to.
Yes, I know. That's how I get anything done. If I have something to listen to. I hate when I don't have anything to listen to. Natalia keeps calling me.
All right. Well, we need to.
Birthday girl.
Oh, it's their birthday. We got to get you out of here to go celebrate. Listen, before we go, the Bittersweet Life podcast. If you want insider tips about traveling is a little bit challenging right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're planning to do it, especially going overseas to Italy, you're going to want tips.
Yes.
You're going to want to know not just the best gelato place, but what do you do if you get COVID?
Yes.
These girls have experience with all of that and they're going to – and they have great guests and they also – they're very international.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of laughs and even some tears. there's a story about an unexpected dog, but you have to listen to find out. So the Bittersweet Life podcast, check them out. Also, Liz Barlack Photography. She does headshots, portraits. She'll take pictures of your dog, your whole family, whatever you want. Go follow her on Instagram to find out more at Liz Barlack, B-A-R-L-A-K, Photography. Let's get this woman a bunch of new Instagram followers, shall
we? Yeah, let's follow her.
Yeah. And last but not least, Basic Becky. She's our girl. She made the shirt. Eh, this one's looking this way. This one's looking this
right.
way. This one's like, what do you want from me? She can make you any kind of shirt. She can make you a mouse pad, a mug, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Go to justbasicbecky.com or message her on Facebook at Basic Becky and tell her you're an FCOA listener. She'll give you a, she'll give you a discount. Yeah. Thanks, Kaylin.
All right.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Would you love to save money on insurance? Of course. Who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, GEICO can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even homeowners, condo, or renters coverage. Save even more with special discount when you bundle coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use GEICO mobile app and 24-hour roadside assistance, and the switch to GEICO becomes a no-brainer. Switch today and see how much you could save. Simply go to geico.com, get a rate quote, or contact your local agent.